the season of Lent invites us to slow down, ponder deeply, recommit, and cultivate a new spiritual depth. As we travel the stations of the cross in our preparation for Easter, we reflect deeply on Jesus' final hours here on earth as fully human. Over the next few weeks, we will walk with Jesus, taking a loving look into our lives, examining our values and priorities. Are they in line with God's desires for us? We begin our journey with Pilate. It's the day Jesus, the great healer, teacher, and all-round good guy, was killed on the cross. Jesus has already suffered much. He has been betrayed by his friends, by Judas, a kiss, by Peter, denial of knowing him. In Gethsemane, he felt almost abandoned by God. And in the courtyard, he was viciously mocked and violently scourged. What a pitiful sight he was as he was brought before Pilate. He hears his own people shout out, "Crucify him, crucify him." The worried religious leaders, threatened by their own hypocrisy, had won over the people. Pilate, who rightly found no guilt in Jesus whatsoever, was nevertheless swayed by crowd pressure and fear of riots. He washed his hands of all responsibility and handed over an innocent man to be crucified. Have I, like Judas, betrayed the trust of another? Have I, like Peter, in the heat of fear, disowned my own truth? How have I dealt with betrayal in my own personal experience? With bitterness or an unforgiving heart? Have I joined in belittling another person, perhaps to amuse my listeners, with no thought for the feelings of the one belittled? Have I, like Pilate, yielded to the pressure of popular opinion and gone against my principles? Have I colluded in unjust decisions at home or at work? Have I condemned to death in not respecting all life as God's gift? Am I actively concerned with the fate of those unjustly condemned in our times? Let us pray. Lord, I am all too often confused and disloyal. I listen to the clamour of this world's suggestions and fail to see the still small voice of conscience and your assurance that you are always there for us. If I only open my heart to you, I renew my commitment to respect all human life, from womb to tomb, as your sacred gift to us. Father, forgive us, for we know not what we do. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.